he's inviting us.
But they share our objectives, our global objectives.
Theoretically, yes, but I focus strategically on these things. What's easy for campaigning. And Stan is interested in joining a group on sovereign money reform on the European level, but not pushing it. He currently doesn't have the capacities to push that, but if someone like facilitates that, says, okay, let's meet every month virtually or have a conference, then that might be cool. Yeah, and we thought what might be really good is really doing a conference on this, on money reform on the Eurozone level, maybe in Brussels or so. Stan could also help with reaching contacts or maybe parliamentarians who might finance this as it was able a few years ago, as it was possible a few years ago. And I think it would be really good to just start off with a working group maybe and have such a conference and then see where it goes. But that's it from my side. So who has ideas or questions or proposals?
Normally the rule for the topic stick is that you put it here and then there's a time that people can wait, but I want to give it back because I just wanted to have it in my hand. But I think that from Stan's point of view, you need to be realistic to get some traction over there in Brussels. So you have to have something which sticks to a certain agenda. And I think part of this agenda is that, or where you could get traction, is that there is a certain level of frustration, I guess, among European parliamentarians, that they just have no means of meaningful discussion or power position towards the ECB. And, well, the suggestion that we have to start something in Brussels is a combination of this idea of save money, like Mr. Ordóñez advised us to start focusing on, and combine that with European parliamentarians starting demanding for that. And how to do that? Well, you have to find it out, and maybe we could consult Stan about that. So, but I think there is something from our point of view where we could work at, which is more fundamental than, and also connecting to a realistic agenda than in Brussels. So that was my opening statement here.
Yeah. I was wondering, I mean, I guess that the ECB, even though it's not controlled by the parliament, acts according to some rules and law. Is that true? And they have the goals?
Well, it has statutes, but there is, regarding the legal mission,
yes,
of the ECB, there is not much. There are two articles in the Lisbon Treaty,
yeah,
and it's price stability and contributing to the European monetary policy, whatever this is. And that's very, everything they do, they legitimize by saying, that's important for our CPI goal. So that's all.
Yeah. So there are no real law for, I mean, I spoke of Parliament, the EU Parliament. Aren't they, shouldn't they be able to define the law for Italy?
But the laws,
the EU Parliament.
The EU Parliament, yes.
Yeah, this is
the if not,
they have a role to play when it is about changing articles in the Lisbon Treaty. The EU Parliament has a role to play, yes.
But the biggest role is then for the member states. So changing the treaty, that's a no-go area normally.
Yeah.
And when something is considered a monetary policy issue, then nobody has a grip on the ECB.
Yes. Then I think it's a pretty hopeless situation.
I agree.
There are a central bank. but the central bank have no directives in practice.
No, yes. One of the directives.
So how can it not be changed even?
No, it ought to be changed, but that needs a more broadly based campaign geared towards changing the law. Yes. And even if you say it's a no-go thing at the beginning, certainly yes. But we really should try to create public awareness that the ECB for now is a kind of something above everything, you know.
So this is very important, otherwise you cannot create that. It's impossible. And we know in Sweden, for instance, of course, there are laws. We can't introduce even the e-krona without changing some of the law.
Sure.
And the parliament has decided it.
Sure.
So I think that's the thing that needs to be done for the euro. So
yeah,
that's what my take on it.
Did you want to?
No.
Yes.
Thank you. The EU is now more open to initiatives. So the question and is providing some assistance. And for example, translation and legal advice and so on. So it expects civil society movement to make proposals, and they have developed some devices in order to assist these movements in bringing their propositions to the parliament and to the commission. I have been present at a session at a conference in Vienna, where these mechanisms have been elaborated and accepted. And one of the rules is that you have to collect 1 million signatures. Mm-hmm. But they have not been collected on paper. They can be collected on electronically collected, and you have national bodies who assist you in with legal advice and with technicalities to collect. And I think at least 4 countries have to join this. I don't remember, 4 or 5 or 6 countries have to join this initiative. So these 1 million voices have to be collected from at least 4, 5, 6 countries. I don't remember. So, and I think we should learn about these possibilities. We should make our acquainted with this way. And I wrote to Jan Stor, to Stan Jordan, and he was very skeptical because he had a bad experience. But I have to say that these system of voting and system has been changed. Favor of to ease the access to EU.
Well, ease, but you said 1 million, million signatures.
1 million.
You know, that's much. That's many, many signatures. You understand?
Yes,
and
I understand.
We do not yet have the organizational clout for doing this.
I know.
You know. So the Swiss experience. They have truly big. They are experienced in collecting signatures. They're truly really great difficulties in gathering their 100,000. They ended up with 110 or 11,000, but that was always at the brink of becoming a failure, you know.
Yes.
It also takes much money in order to organize that and getting that through. And I do not see it. So consider the countries, member states in the EU, And where do we have an organization that could muster some that kind of activity and come up with, say, in the larger EU member state, come up with 200,000 to 300,000 signatures, and in the smaller states with a couple of I would say that's a no-go as well for the time being.
It's not going to.
You put it in the middle.
I don't argue
that we want to take the silence for a while, and at a certain point, someone.
So how is this folded?
A theoretical question, and it's not so theoretical. What happens if the pessimistic scenario comes into life, that is the euro ceases to exist, the euro has come? Because, there is this pessimistic scenario that the euro won't survive. Whether it's realistic or not, it's another question. But what happens if it does? It can't be realized, in this scenario.
Missy, what was your question? What has to happen for what?
If the euro doesn't survive, the euro is current currency.
Yeah, so
excuse me. Talking stick.
My dear, yeah, discipline. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Pardon me.
Well, you see, it's a joy. You master this technique, it's a joy.
Well, okay. So at first we would have to figure out why the euro would break apart. So in order to have an answer, is it simply that a couple of countries are fed up with the euro and decide to get out of it, or what would happen? You know, because in this case I'm pretty sure that the rest of the euro countries would want to carry on with the euro, and I think the most members of the elites actually are in favor of the euro, and even the populist parties would do much propaganda against the EU and the euro. When it really comes down to it, they are very reluctant to quit the euro and the EU, because they know that much of it is looking for a scapegoat. Mm-hmm. A scapegoat for any sort of difficulties you have domestically. Mm-hmm.
What's that word?
Yes.
The English word?
Scapegoat.
Scapegoat. Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yes.
That's the right.
Yeah.
So I have the feeling politically, I have the impression that actually most member states do not really want to quit the eurozone.
Yeah, I never said that. I thought the opposite. I just put forward the question.
Particularly Greece. And Italy, particularly, and Spain and Portugal and Ireland, and they will certainly not want voluntarily to quit the euro. I'm quite sure about that.
What are we going to do?
I think it's domestic policy.
What are we going to do as a group in Brussels?
Yes. Excuse me.
I think it's much about domestic politics that they keep harping on the euro.
To a considerable part, I would say.
I have to comment. This week is ignored again and again. Either we do it or we don't, but this is a bit awkward, because then it's like...
But we aren't so many people.
No, we can.
Yeah, but then we should leave it away. But it's
yes.
Are you agree to leave it away because we are not many people?
It's enough. We don't need the talking stick.
We make compromise to try to let everyone talk. Okay.
No, right. But first, I want to hear Sue with the stick, and then maybe we leave.
Yes.
Would someone in the group explain to me, because I'm not familiar with the EU, the relationship between the European Central Bank, and then the national central banks, and then the commercial banks. What's the who creates reserve, who creates bank money?
If I may intervene, because I think this is not the topic of the...
Yes.
I think this is like FAQ for people who are interested in Eurozone stuff, but I think this should be how we
I just need it explained simply.
Yeah, but maybe great. Maybe it's more one-on-one, because I think everyone has notes here, I guess, because we are dealing with this, and you are often... I think, is it okay to deal later in the break or at the lunch, at dinner? Did someone explain this to you?
I'm just asking for three sentences, that's all.
The ECB is owned by the national central banks, in a way, as a system.
Okay, and who creates reserves?
The ECB.
ECB. Okay. Thank you.
I think we should not talk about whether the euro will survive or not. We live now in the European, in the euro system, and we have the full money movement. We have to think about how we can be successful with our idea. And I think we should not, we should consider these possibilities which I've mentioned more seriously, and also use these instruments not only to achieve the goal, but to spread the idea. I mean, this is I think, this possibility, because then we are in the media. This is a good, an instrument. Maybe we achieve it. But we are also optimistic that time is helping us, financial pressure will come and the costs of the system will rise and people will be more and more impatient. So we have to drill the ball and we get through. I'm optimistic. We should all consider all opportunities which are on the table.
So I'd like for me if we have this working group for the Eurozone. No, I suppose there are two important tasks. First, is to elaborate collectively our draft for the new statute for the ECB. You know, we've been criticizing the ECB so much. So, what we the ECB we want? We have to be very clear on this matter, and we have to be.
That's what I wanted to say.
A shadow of ECB.
Yes. And we have to be aware that ECB should be taking care of all Eurozone countries. So they have to work for Germany, Netherlands, Spain, Greece, and so many other countries. Another point, the second point, is that, you know, here in Eurozone, very few people speak English as mother language. That means, you know, the only English-speaking country in the Eurozone is Ireland. And I know many people speak English, but only as a second language, like in Germany or Netherlands. So we really need to, another task is the localization. That means we really need to send our message to our respective country. So for instance, here is Spanish. For Germany and Austria in German, and maybe for you in Dutch and others.
In 15 languages or what?
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah. Of course, French as well, sorry.
Concerning the two objectives of positive money Europe, I have several questions and remarks.
Remarks, yes.
First, what is the difference between financial finance watch
association. Yes.
And a positive role in Europe.
Yeah, good question, yes.
Second, sorry, I'm French. Positive money, the origin is UK. UK.
Yeah.
And UK is not anymore in Europe, which is the credibility of that organization toward the central bank of Europe. Other point, in France, the context is the Gilets jaunes. Is le pouvoir d'achat.
Purchasing power.
Purchasing power, yes.
Is not environment. So
yes.
The two objectives of positive
yes.
money Europe are good, but what is the purpose? Why this objective? To reform monetary system, okay? And
yes.
Who are the target? I think it must be the representative of Europe, not the public. Because the environment, this is not our problem at the present. The central bank, I don't know which create money. This is not my. I'm French. I'm not going to vote for that goat. You understand what I mean?
Not allowed to vote.
And the way you formulate the objective, I think it's important. Which is the target? Only the politician at the European level? The two objectives are good. Formulated like they are formulated are good. But you are going to communicate toward the public to be effective, you understand? If you want to touch another target, the public, they are not appropriate objective formulated like that,
yeah.
I think.
I'd like to explain that you know, here in Spain, we use the name dinero positivo is of obviously the direct translation of positive money into Spanish. And in Sweden, also you say positiva pengar,
yes.
Which means precisely positive money and Swedish. And I remember there are a couple of other countries which also do the same. So personally, I don't care the name of putting money in Europe.
What you said before. I think that the main problem here is that we are a group of organizations, the country organization, and we have recognized a problem, and each country has given a solution. But this exercise has not been made for the Europe zone. We have asked ourselves in an academic not as much as positive money, UK or whatever. We have asked ourselves, what is the problem exactly in the Eurozone, which is the same in all the world, but how does it translate in an announcement at the level of the Eurozone, which can be easily formulated, I think, but it's more difficult. What do we want for the Eurozone? What is our proposal for the Eurozone? And as we are very occupied with our each country, we don't have a coordinated proposal for us, so we can not give to people, but because we don't know what to do. We don't have formulated well enough. Yes, it's a long time.
We have a member in Germany, Tim Gudehus.
Yeah.
And he wrote a booklet with a
detailed, concrete proposal for doing sovereign money reform on the European level. It's in German, but it might be quite interesting for other countries as well. I think it is. What's nice about it is very concrete, and it's not the ideal version of a sovereign money system, but it takes into account the current system and the path dependencies and what's feasible for the politicians. So like what could be really done, and I think it might be helpful if that would be translated to English or many other languages. English is best, of course, so maybe then others can get inspirations, can discuss it, and I think it would be very valuable. So maybe we reach out to him and ask him if he would be interested. What do you think?
Yes.
You're the expert. I think it might be interesting to hear your opinion on that.
Well, yes. Edgar was...
Yeah, but just regarding this concrete proposal, what do you think on Tim Guderhoff's booklet on...
Yes, why not?
Yeah.
But it's, of course, it's very fundamental.
Yeah.
It has a very fundamental... It's a kind of monetary constitution. It's an approach to a monetary constitution for the euro area, for the euro system. And why not, of course, but it's part of our course, so to say. Apropos, I would like to say something on our course, but not right now.
If I go from where we are standing in the Netherlands, then we are now busy with the safe account.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We are busy with that in Parliament. And what then happens, you have traction with certain parliamentarians, with certain parties, and they have their network in Brussels. So, of course, the Citizens' Initiative could be a road to go there, but I also think, well, not right now, because that's a big project, but for us it's very feasible to build on relationships and get more network in Brussels. We would only start that after the election, that there's a new team for 4 years. Mm-hmm. And that's a matter of knowing the names of those people that support a parliamentarian that might have interest in your thing, and then start talking with him. And this is something we could actually do from our own countries, from our own political parties, trying to create kind of network. And that is something that helps Stan as well. And Stan can help you in saying you should target him or her, or because he knows a bit who is more or less shown more or less some interest in the subject. And then always keep it small. Don't go like Moses from the hill and say, yeah, we're going to change the system, because they are there in the system and they know how powerless they are. They only have to be very strategic and politically and find somewhere an inroad to get an issue going. And I think from our point of view, that issue is now the safe account, and you go in a way bottom up. That is from your national politicians and political network to that part of that network that is in Brussels. Mm-hmm. So that's the concrete thing you could do, and it's very small, but you are building a network. And that, and you contribute when we all do that.
Yeah, but anyways, so which is the name of, what is the name of that German guy who made that pamphlet?
Guderhus, that means good house.
A good house.
What the name?
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, I'm not...
Too many languages.
Anyway, the thing is that, perhaps, you know, for the moment, we can study his, draft. So perhaps, you know, this is the starting point. We won't copy and paste his proposal, but perhaps we read here a proposal, and from different countries, perspective, we can add some more some proposals. So for the moment, maybe the text that interests me the most is to go on making the joint proposal made by different at least Eurozone country members, and in this sense, I forgot to tell you, but I really want to include those countries who are still not official Euro members, but whose currencies are pegged. Like, actually, right now, I don't remember which country but for instance, Bulgaria was one of those countries. Hungary also?
Yes, yes, we are not in the Euro.
But sooner or later, you are
signed. Yeah, Hungary is planning to join the.
Yeah, so my idea is at least, and perhaps no. Well, it's something maybe too much, but I'd really like to invite Africans, especially those who use CFA franc and other Euro-pegged currencies, like in Cape Verde and San Tome and Principe, because we are very little aware, but ECB is affecting their economy as well.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So countries like Senegal, like Ivory Coast.
Well, my turn now. Oh, forget about that. Let me say a few words. Our issue here is, our topic here is the relation between Positive Money Europe and IMMR, uh-huh, and national monetary reform groups within the Eurozone. Am I right?
Yes.
So,
now we can cooperate.
Yes, and I have a very clear idea of it.
Please.
Normative idea, and the idea is that Stan Chaudin and the Brussels office of Positive Money Europe, it should really be the Brussels representatives for the Euro members of IMMR.
Our lobby group, yes.
That's my idea. Yes. Because, I mean, I regret very much that Stan is not here, but I would say what I'm going to say now, I would say also when he is present. Mm-hmm. Personally, so far, I have not been very happy with what Stan has been doing in Brussels during the last 1 year or so. Mm-hmm. I mean, I understand at the beginning you need to arrange yourself and get to know your environment and so on, that's okay. But in my perception, what Positive Money in Brussels, Positive Money Euro has been doing is reacting to the official agenda. And we are people who have a cause. Mm-hmm. We do not simply react to, we are not journalists reacting positively or negatively what is on the official policy agenda. We want to contribute to the agenda. So that's the way I see it, and we have a cause. And I think Positive Money should be a one channel, and one important channel, putting forward our cause. And our cause really has to do with sovereign money in some sense, pushing for sovereign money reform, introduction of sovereign money in some sense. And what Stan has been doing so far is not that. And by the way, I agree very much with your questions that imply certain answers, but also with the particular point regarding the greening thing, the Green New Deal, or the greening of monetary policy. And I think our criticism of the monetary and financial system so far has much more, and quite naturally so, much more to do with the new inequality and the loss of purchasing power from the middle classes downwards, loss of the purchasing power, because that has to do with the financialization, with the overall financialization and monetarization of the system, and with the fact that most of the new additions to the stock of money are created for non-GDP contributing finance and not for real economic purposes. And so that is one point. So we have a point here, and that's part of our criticism of the system, and it's a basis for our answer to what should be done. And I think Positive Money Europe and Stan Chaudin should reorient in this sense. And I repeat myself now today for several times, he should join us advocating for safe accounts, and he should join others of us advocating for a central bank digital currency. Simply saying, quantitative easing for the people is no longer on the agenda. Why? And not considering pushing for safe accounts or for central bank digital currency, because Monsieur Draghi has said, I don't like it. But Monsieur Draghi's word is not the only decisive thing, and there will be other people. And when Mr. Draghi is saying no, so what? Should we accept that? No, not at all. We should oppose that.
I agree that we should inspire Stan to be and help him to be more bold and more just going for it, for the cause. At the same time, I think I developed some understanding for him in his position and to get in business over there.
I agree.
You need to connect to what's happening already. Mm-hmm. So, by criticizing him in this way, in a positive way, we help him getting to closer to the agenda that we really expect him to follow or to push. But let's make it a project to one of the things we could do. Help Stan keep focus.
Regarding the method, I think it doesn't work with a stick, so I propose we just don't do that anymore. Okay. But I think it would still be good to keep some order, because I think some people are very Baha'i initiative, some less, and so I think it's good to hear everyone. So maybe I ask people to do a certain voice. But I think sometimes it's also good if people can react to others. So I propose this. We have like dance, I do the facilitation, and if there's something urgent, like Joseph says something and you really want to contribute now, because if you're only five persons later, then it's like you jump from the bottom. You can raise both hands, then I know, okay, this is urgent, then you get a priority. Okay? Can we try this out? Okay?
Yeah. And then Valerie.
Okay, so I think yours.
Okay. Joseph.
10 minutes
left. Okay.
Positive money.
Okay.
Europe being in Brussels and advocating for the changes in the national banks, right?
No.
Just in the banking system.
To my knowledge, it's an office that has been set up in Brussels. It's a kind of a subtenant of Finance Watch. They share the office rooms with Finance Watch, and I'm not against that, basically not. But the step has been undertaken, to my knowledge. You might ask Rachel. To my knowledge, because one of the donors of Positive Money in London has said. You can obtain donations from, I don't know whether me or us or whomsoever, on condition that you do something relating to the euro area and the euro system and the European Union in general. And that was, so to say, that was the condition. So, and that, to my knowledge, but we better ask Rachel. I tried to find out several times where that money comes from, but I still don't know.
So knowing that, my question is, at IMMR in Brussels, right?
No, but
we want a presence in Brussels. And
yes, Stan should also.
We want to connect with PM Europe, right? So I'm thinking just IMMR, everybody. What are the three major things we want changed in the EU banking system?
Sovereign money reform,
I guess. In each country, that's it?
No, the whole Eurozone.
We don't have a single national within the Euro system. We are all subject to the rule of the ECB.
Right.
The national central banks have just some
abilities
of their own. In the case of, for example, giving emergency credit to national commercial banks, but that's one or two or three exemptions from the overall rule. ECB decides, and the member states of the euro system have to follow.
So okay, we only have 5 more minutes. Is it really?
I'm trying to get to the point.
Okay.
So our presence in Brussels would not include any change to the ECB.
Yes, of course it should be.
Central bank?
We should lobby for that, but...
What's the change for the central bank?
I think quite a lot. We should start with the monetary policy mandate often for the European Central Bank.
Right.
I propose doing a criticism and, so to say, writing an alternative concept of ECB statutes. I think that's a big task. I would start with doing an alternative concept of the monetary policy mandate of the European Central Bank. That would be one step.
Okay.
We only have 5 minutes, so really, maybe think if your question is the most relevant thing that the group can discuss now. Is it really that or, yeah?
To complete the purpose of the Eurozone, positive money or IMF, the context in France is the power of purchase. And you must know there is a movement for basic income. French representative tried to promote this idea. Mr. Macron at the present transformed a little bit the solution, and he tried himself to promote not a basic income, but something like that. So I agree with him about quantitative easing for people.
Helicopter money.
It's very important to you mentioned it. I think it's important to have strategies and tactics how to influence politics and so, but it is also very important to have a clear aim. So I'm often asked by people whom, what do you really ask from the Central Bank of Europe? Which parameters have to change? I think we should
cooperate in producing safe accounts.
This is a step, but concerning the sovereign money issue. Okay, it's a long-term goal. If we are for full money, for sovereign money, then we have to be able to formulate this goal as the Swiss people, as the Swiss initiative, has it done for their national bank.
Sure.
It would be great to have such a formulation.
Yes.
Yes, but after the Swiss vote, what are the chances? What are the odds that you really will find some resonance in Brussels right now?
It's a destiny for us.
It's just a long-range goal, sure.
Yes. But the ECB will not react to that.
No.
But it might have to react.
But I have to know it to go this way, you know. I have to know, and people have to know it too.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we have only a few minutes left, so I'd like to suggest two actions. First, we really have to have use Zoom to coordinate our opinion within different Eurozone members associations. So, Monetative, Forget, Watch Vivo, and so on. So, we really need more online meeting to really complete our action. And on the other hand, perhaps we can go on studying the possible reform of the ECB statute.
I think that's maybe a good thing to end on. How do we move on? Is there someone who would be interested to have? Should we have a forum, an online forum, where we meet once a month, discuss these things which might be relevant for many of the national organizations, and maybe all discuss the same issues only on the national level, and if we exchange ideas, then it speeds up all the idea development process as well. Okay. But if we wanted to build this
great
one,
idea.
To,
great idea.
Yeah, but then we
could integrate Udo's and to integrate them, because maybe he feels a little lost in Brussels. We need to, so that he knows that we are behind him, that we are demand something from
him. He likes that. I had an experience with him in this regard, that there was a case, and then we just start experimenting, see how the ball gets rolling, and so he likes that happening. So if you come with a case that he can cooperate with you, in that case he did not say no.
So is there someone who would volunteer to start such a maybe monthly online forum? Then we have the next step, and then from there new things can develop. Maybe
that should be the task of Stanjo.
It should be, but he says he doesn't have capacities.
He
does not have capacities at the moment. I mean, of course, we should. The issue is, there's a systemic issue, is that he needs funding, he needs to be paid. He is not. We are all volunteers, we can do what we want, but like mostly. But he needs to be paid, and the foundations, like now it's the same situation. There's a foundation that says, hey, if you focus on the ECB's presidency, we give you money. But if he says we want to do systemic reforms or money stuff, then there's no money for that. As we all know, it's really hard to get money for systemic reform. Well, therefore, either they get money, then they can do anything, or they focus on the systemic stuff, and then maybe they come back later, and then there's no positive money Europe at all. That's kind of the dilemma that he's facing.
What I can say, what I can offer the temper for the short term is just organize the next first online meeting, inviting all Eurozone members for April. Not for May, because in May I'll be on trip for 2 weeks, and perhaps I won't have enough time to do this Skype conversation, Zoom conversation. But for May, I can delegate my task to somebody else. To have an online meeting in April to complete this.
Okay, cool.
And in the meanwhile, maybe we can have online platform, online forum, maybe within
half hour. Yes, circle.
But for me, the concrete thing is try to get Stan involved in the safe.
Stan would participate, he just doesn't want to push it, if you post this.
And try to inspire him.
Yeah. Okay, maybe that's a good one to end.
Perhaps in the IMMR there would be volunteers to keep in touch with Stan and push what we want.
Sure.
Yeah. How should we approach this?
I don't know. Someone has to volunteer and then approach Stan, but get the IMR behind them.
Yeah.
What do we want?
So like the result, that we agree that Postman Europe should be focusing more on systemic stuff, and we say okay. Edgar tells them that we all think this should be more.
I think, yes.
We're not his boss.
You do it.
So.
Yes, me too. I will have to do so because I am on the board of Positive Money Europe.
Yes, so you are very influential.
Yes, but apparently, okay. End of message.
Okay, good. Perfect.
Excuse me. Who pays? Who is funding Positive Money Europe?
I would like to know. I don't know.
Soros.
It's what I did.
Okay. I think every moment now the others should come in again, and then we have the closing circle, and then go to dinner.
That would be a real open space.
Yeah.
Final open space.
Maybe we can already prepare the chairs.
Yeah, that's